Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Zahlen is to pay. Zahlen, to pay. How would you say I pay? Ich zahle. How would you say you pay? Du zahlst. How would you say you, sir, or you, madam, pay? Sie zahlen. Sie is the formal way in German of saying you, sir, or madam. Sie, it's capitalized with a capital S. Sie zahlen. How would you say I pay for the food? Ich zahle für das Essen. How would you say I pay for the drinks? Ich zahle für die Getränke. Das Getränk is the drink in singular. And the plural form is die Getränke, the drinks. Ich zahle für die Getränke. How would you say, who pays for the food? Wer zahlt für das Essen? How would you say, who pays for the drinks? Wer zahlt für die Getränke? How would you say, can I pay? Kann ich zahlen? Kann ich, can I? So, kann, ich kann, is I can. Here we have two verbs. The modal verb können, here used as ich kann, I can. And our verb zahlen, the second verb. Kann ich zahlen? Can I pay? How would you say, can I pay for the food? Kann ich für das Essen zahlen? You see, zahlen is kicked to the end because we have two verbs. Whenever we have two verbs or two parts of verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. So we say in German, can I for the food pay? Kann ich für das Essen zahlen? How would you say, can I pay for the drinks? Kann ich für die Getränke zahlen? Notice, we're using the verb zahlen, not the verb bezahlen. We also have this verb. This verb does not require the preposition für. We're now using zahlen, where we can use für, similar to English, where you say for, to pay for, zahlen für. Kann ich für die Getränke zahlen? How would you say, can I pay in cash? Kann ich bar zahlen? We say bar, B-A-R in German, for cash. Kann ich bar zahlen? How would you say, can I pay with a credit card? Kann ich mit der Kreditkarte zahlen? Notice, mit der Kreditkarte, with a credit card. Kreditkarte is actually die Kreditkarte, so feminine. But mit is a preposition that triggers always the dative. So we need to use the dative endings and articles. Die Kreditkarte, feminine, in dative becomes der, because the female dative article is der. So we say mit der Kreditkarte. Kann ich mit der Kreditkarte zahlen? How would you say, can I pay with my credit card? Kann ich mit meiner Kreditkarte zahlen? You see, even when we use a different article like mein, so mine, we carry on the same ending, er, for the dative female. So we say mit meiner Kreditkarte, meiner ending with ER, but it sounds like ah, we say meine Kreditkarte. The ER at the end in German sounds like ah. Kann ich mit meiner Kreditkarte zahlen? How would you say, can I pay with your credit card? Kann ich mit deiner Kreditkarte zahlen? How would you say, do you pay separately? Zahlen Sie getrennt? Using here Sie, the formal way of saying you. Zahlen Sie getrennt? Do you, sir, madam, pay separately? Zahlen Sie getrennt? Getrennt is actually the participle, separated. So we use the participle in German. Zahlen Sie getrennt? Do you pay separated? How would you say, do you pay together? Zahlen Sie zusammen? Zusammen for together. Zahlen Sie zusammen? How would you say, do you pay separately or together? Zahlen Sie getrennt oder zusammen? In German, it's a very common question because oftentimes each person in a group pays for his own drinks or food. So the waiter will ask, zahlen Sie getrennt oder zusammen? Do you pay separately or together? How would you say, we pay separately? Wir zahlen getrennt. How would you say, we pay together? Wir zahlen zusammen. How would you say, I pay with my credit card? Ich zahle mit meiner Kreditkarte. How would you say, I pay in cash? Ich zahle bar. How would you say in the past? I've paid. Ich habe gezahlt. So it's a regular participle, gezahlt. GE in front for the participle, g, and a T at the end, a sign that it's a regular verb, gezahlt. Ich habe gezahlt. How would you say, have you paid? Hast du gezahlt? How would you say, have you already paid? Hast du schon gezahlt? How would you say, have you already paid for the food and drinks? Hast du schon für das Essen und die Getränke gezahlt? You see, gezahlt is the second verb here and it's also kicked to the very end. Hast du, to initiate the question, the first verb, the auxiliary verb, haben for the past. Hast du schon für das Essen und die Getränke gezahlt? How would you say, have you paid with a credit card? Hast du mit der Kreditkarte bezahlt? How would you say, have you paid in cash or with a credit card? Hast du bar oder mit der Kreditkarte bezahlt? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb erreichen, to achieve. Erreichen, to achieve. Like to achieve your goals. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.